everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. We are here in beautiful Honolulu, Hawaii, at NAFCU's 50th annual conference with Mr. Scott Butterfield. How are you, Scott?
Good, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. I mean, how can you not be well in a place like this? It's beautiful.
You've got to be happy in paradise, right?
I think so. I think, though, that's a prerequisite. You got to be happy in paradise. There's no grumpiness here. Hey, you're talking about at the conference here, diversity among directors providing a competitive advantage at your credit union. How does it create this competitive advantage? How does diversity amongst your board members create a competitive advantage?
We work with a lot of credit unions and their boards, and part of that work is with credit unions that serve more diverse communities, community-focused credit unions. And what we see is those credit unions that have a diverse board, age diversity, ethnicity, they have more women on their board. It is a strategic advantage, but they tend to make better decisions. They tend to have a better understanding of what the needs of that demographic are.
Yeah.
Democratically elected and representative boards are a hallmark of credit unions, right?
Right.
And so the more that you can reflect the membership you want to serve as well as the membership you serve, you will make better decisions on how to meet their financial needs and services. For example, one thing we see a lack of diversity. And what's happened, I think, is credit unions over time, when they started out, maybe it was the railroaders that they were serving, and most of those members came from the same social, economic, ethnic backgrounds.
Right.
Well, over years, credit unions expanded their field of membership and started focusing on their community. And over the years, what's happened is that community has become very diverse, while maybe the board representation has not. And so what you have is, looking at the changes in the makeup of our communities, 40% of households with children under the age of 18 are led by a single working mom.
40%,
and that number's growing. 40% of millennials are non-white. And so credit unions, we want to go after millennials, right? So is our millennial strategy include those that are not white?
Right,
within some communities, it might make sense to do that. The middle class, we all have heard, is shrinking. And so, we may have a board mindset where we serve the middle class. And so we put ourselves in this position where we may look at a particular need in the community and say, oh, well, that just doesn't make sense. Millennials make financial decisions that do not make sense to my age group. Trust me, I have 5 kids, are all millennials. I can tell you that doesn't make sense.
Right.
And so for credit unions, if they have a diverse membership, if they're looking at going into a community that is more diverse, it would make sense
a representative of the community.
Yes, yeah. That can say, well, for instance, where we see success in this is with credit unions that serve a Latino market. And so go into a Latino market and really understand what's going on with citizenship and immigration, to really understand how decisions are made in that household, how to overcome trust barriers. Well, geez, if you have a board member that's Latino or Latina, to be able to help make those decisions, you'll make better decisions.
No doubt.
What is the statistic I read? I don't know, 84% of women make all financial decisions.
Yeah, I think it might even be higher than that.
I know. And my household is 100%.
Mine too.
So we have all male boards making decisions and saying what should we, and management teams too, for that matter, that are trying to decide how should we serve this group when they're not reflective. And there's those little nuances that we miss. So we work with more credit unions. We were asked to write this article recently about changing the complexion of your board for the CUNA Directors Magazine. Mm-hmm. And we've had a ton of feedback.
Oh, great. Good.
Questions. How do I diversify my board? Mm-hmm. Our community is diverse. Mm-hmm. And, for that, I would say 2 things. One, first make a commitment. Make a commitment. Look, our community is diverse. We need to be more diverse. Make it a strategic priority. It may not be easy, but if you want it bad enough, you will find a way to get it done. Second, identify within that group? Do you have a rising number of single working moms in your community? Do you have a rising number of Latinos? Do you have a rising number of low to moderate income consumers that may be credit challenged? What are their needs? And look out in the community, and you will probably find, if you articulate what it is you want, who you want to serve, you will probably find some people in the community that say, hey, I want to serve that group too. I can do more of it if I'm partner and be part of your board. Yeah. So, you know, really those are the two big things of what we're seeing out there and what we're trying to share with Credium Boards.
That sends a good message to your membership as well. You know, when they know that their board is diversified and it represents the membership and the community. So I think that's, there's so much upside here. I mean, it's like a no-brainer, one of these things. So, but it's surprising to hear that, you know, like you said in the very beginning, yeah, when the boards were representative of the small segs when Creighton's first started, but as time has elapsed, you know, they haven't really stuck with that mantra, so to speak. And so now it's time to like kind of shake it up a little bit and get the folks out there that need
boards
to be there.
And management teams will make better decisions if they have a representative board. You're absolutely right. The community will see that. Your members will see that. Mm-hmm. You know, there are credit unions ask us, well, how do we enter the Latino market? You know, because everyone knows to enter the Latino market, you have to overcome a big trust barrier.
Yeah.
What better way than to go out to the market and say, oh, by the way, mm-hmm. one of our board members is Latino or Latina. And in fact, you probably find that that person is already part of another community development organization, right? Mm-hmm. And the big question I have, why it's, you know, for credit unions, why it's so important is, if we don't keep up, what does the credit union space look like in 5 years from now, demographics and everything shifting, and we're trying to keep up with it, if the decisions we made are made with a small non-diverse group. Right.
Yeah, I know like at USC Credit Union in Los Angeles, I know because Gary Perez, he's the CEO there, he's talked many times about he has a student on the board to represent the student body. Obviously, they represent the administration, the professor, all that type of stuff, but they have a student on there as well to represent the student body. So what are their needs? Obviously, it's mobile this, mobile that, but there's also other needs that, you know, maybe somebody else who might be a little bit older may not realize. So it's a really good move on their part.
Yes. In fact, we facilitated, I don't know, maybe 37, 38 strategic planning sessions last year. Mm-hmm. So we're in front of a lot of boards. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you that one of the boards that I think of, Electoral Savings Credit Union, they have an advisory board. Right.
I love that name.
They have an advisory board made up of young people that had received credit union scholarships years in the past mm-hmm. to go to college. Mm-hmm. Now they graduated, they've come back. And I will tell you, facilitating strategic planning with that group, where we're talking about technology, it's fun to, once we've had, you know, we start the conversation, turn to three millennials and mm-hmm. say, now what do you think about this, and have them completely unravel mm-hmm. or take the conversation in another mm-hmm. direction. Credit unions, like I work right now, we're working with Members Credit Union and Nutmeg State Financial mm-hmm. Credit Union in Connecticut.
Know them? Yeah.
Both of those boards have Latino representation on their board, which is important because that's the market they want to serve in Connecticut, of mm-hmm. all places, right? And so, so there are credit unions out there. If you want to find a way to get there, look around you. Check the credit unions around you. Yeah. Talk to your peers.
Yep.
And make a commitment. We want younger people, right? And we look at our community. We want to have a good reflection of our community. And for some, it'll be different than others. Mm-hmm. But it won't be easy. There isn't. It's just like marketing in today's to make today's environment. It's not easy, mm-hmm. but we have to do it.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. All right. I want to wrap up with this. I want to give you a quick plug for your company. It's your credit union partner. Can you tell folks out there, you know, what you guys do, and just a quick little 411 to wrap up here?
Small business. We're headquartered in Sumner, Washington. Our focus is strategic planning and business development. Mm-hmm. And part of that we've carved out, we do a lot of work with low-income designated credit unions to serve lower-income, minority, and credit-challenged consumers. And we do a little bit of speaking here and there, but been in the credit union business since 1985 and obviously love it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Thank you.
Great message to end on, Scott. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well done.